The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we talked earlier about Terry Fontenot's presser, and yesterday him saying essentially he's comfortable with Kirk Cousins as being the backup moving forward. I think that makes a lot of sense. And I know it's not a popular answer with a lot of people. While you're sinking, you know, $40-plus million into backup quarterback, you sunk the money either way. Like, you got to pay the money either way. So you might as well not pay him to play for somebody else.
It's actually the most financially feasible thing you can do.
It really is.
It's like paying off
And plus, he's got a no-trade clause.
It's like paying off your truck, right?
Yeah.
You don't pay off your truck and then say, man, I just spent all this money for 6 years, however long your loan is, and then say, I'm not going to get my money's worth out of paying it off. I'm going to go immediately and trade it in and buy something else. Because you're losing money.
Yeah.
That's how you end up upside down. You know, that and trading in vehicles every 2 years, you're just going more in debt, right?
Right.
Drive the wheels off of your backup quarterback you paid $40 million for.
You might as well.
Because you're not, if you cut him June 1st designation, there's zero money saved. So now you're going to have to go spend more money for an adequate backup for a what will be basically, for a better part of most of this next season, will be Penix's rookie season as a starter. Not to mention, what if something happened to him?
Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned earlier.
I said that earlier, and I don't have the stats from 2024, but I remember distinctly the stats from 2023. I believe it was 64 different guys started at quarterback in the NFL 2 years ago, and 9 starters made it from point A to point B from game 1 to game 17 as their team starter. Now, some of those removed, obviously, due to performance. I think when you look, you know, around the league, probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 probably removed their quarterback due to performance. And look, the Falcons were one of those in 2024. But I think when you look at the need for backup quarterbacks and the money they are making around the league, why are you going to force yourself to go deeper in this conversation? Now, it all comes down to this with Kirk Cousins. And let's be point blank. Does Kirk Cousins want to be a backup quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons? I think he probably does, more so than a lot of people I'm hearing on socials. The back and forth is, this guy wants to be QB1. He's only got, you know, a year or two left, probably in his playing career. He probably wants to spend it as a starter. I don't agree with that. I don't know Kirk Cousins personally, but he doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that's like, boy, got to be the starter. Where do we think we're going to send him, or where is he going to sign right now that he's the day one starter right now?
And I do think there's a family element to it, but I would say this, his agent will be at the Senior Bowl. And his agent will be at the Senior Bowl with probably some clients that are working out at the Senior Bowl, right, and playing. But also, he is going to – there is a lot of personnel guys down there. Every team is represented. He can be bounced around to the teams that he knows need quarterbacks, and they're going to be having those backdoor conversations of, hey, are you guys looking – would you be interested in Kirk? Because here's the deal. If you are going to have to move on from him with a June 1st designation, you're going to do it before that roster bonus of $10 million due.
Yeah,
and then it would be just the $90 million you've spent over 2 years.
Then just a cool $90 million. Speaking of $10 million, Falcons did pick up Kyle Pitts' 5th year. Obviously, I think that sits around $10 million. Well, yesterday, Terry Fontenot was asked point blank, hey, man, what's the deal with Kyle Pitts?
Yeah, look, when you take a player that high in the draft, obviously you expect a certain level, and we understand Kyle had a really good rookie year and he hadn't equaled or exceeded that production since then, and so there's no excuses we're making about it, and yet right now at this point, just like any other player, Kyle has to do everything he can do as to make sure he's doing everything he can do this offseason to get the best version of himself. We have to make sure we're supporting him and helping him develop in those areas and make sure we're doing everything to get the best out of him so he can help this team win football games. That's what's most important right now.
If you listen real close, man, if you leaned in really closely, here's what I heard, and let me translate. I'll be the Obama translator on Key and Peele.
Good, because apparently when I say it, it doesn't it doesn't stick with people.
Okay. What I heard was he needs to play better. Point blank. He's got to make sure that there's a level of accountability about development this offseason to make sure we're getting the best version of him. Yeah. Which means I need the guy to train harder and develop himself and hold up his end of this accountability, because we said we're going to give you the fifth year and you looked lazy at times last year.
Yeah, and this is what really – this is one of the most disappointing players I've ever had to talk about as a Falcon, because I watched this guy in college for three years, and I just could – I mean, I love the dude. I mean, he
– Courts teams.
I mean, absolutely phenom. But he's disappointing, and when you hear Kirk Cousins saying training camp, I've got to stay on top of him.
Yeah.
So he doesn't get lazy.
Right.
That's brutally bad for me to hear.
Yeah.
When I hear
a lot to read between the lines.
When
of Kirk
I
Cousins
hear
comments too.
The OC asked openly in a press conference in the middle of the season, how do you get Kyle Pitts more involved? And he says, well, Kyle's got to do a better job of getting himself involved too. You know, he's got to make sure he's doing everything he can to get open. That bothered me. When I see DBs my size run through him and knock the and break up balls, where when he's not coming back and making, you know, being physical at the point of attack with on the football to hold on to the football, I these are all bad signs. Kirk, guys, quarterbacks, they're gonna if you're getting open, they're gonna know it. They're gonna recognize it. They're gonna get you ball. If they trust you, you're gonna get the ball. Drake London gets some of those contested targets because they know they can trust him. Same with Ray Ray.
Yeah.
They lost trust in Kyle, and Kyle's not earned it back. So when your GM says that, he's not going to throw a player into the bus.
Right.
That's as honest as you can be an assessment from a GM to a player that still has time left on his contract here.
Real quick, I want to get to this next cut, because I think we look at Kyle Pitts, you look at what could have been in that fourth overall pick, right? Well, we look at next season. We feel like defensive player definitely off the top. I think you're picking at 15. Hey, Terry Fontenot, what's the plan with that 15th pick?
We can pick up some draft picks. So since we're picking at 15, so obviously we can move down and pick up more capital in the first or the second round or wherever that is. And so we'll have those discussions and determine. We just have to make sure that we're as effective, whether it's the draft, free agency, extensions, everything that we're doing, we have to be effective with each one of those moves so we can put this team in position to win.
That's coming on the heels of a question about the fact that you only got five picks. You lost one with the Kirk Cousins thing, the tampering. You traded one away. Was it Van Jefferson or was it Kentavious Street?
Van Jefferson. Actually, I think you traded one away from both of those guys.
Okay, I think you got one back, though, in return.
I think
you just traded down around. Maybe
I think you got one back for Jefferson because he left.
And then you traded one for Matthew Judon. So you've got five picks. Are you excited about the possibility that he might think about trading down? Because I don't know where I sit on this one just yet.
Well, off the top of my head, knowing that there could be a guy like Jalen Walker there, I'm going to say no. Because I want a player like that. And look, I don't care where you played college, guys. If you're a player, you're a player. Yeah, I know more Georgia players because they play here, and we watch them more. We concentrate on them. I wanted what was our guy, the edge player when we drafted Bijan that went from Georgia?
Smith.
I wanted Nolan Smith badly here.
Yeah.
Now, Nolan Smith is – I'd have to check his numbers, but he's not been all pro, but I don't think he's been bad because they got a really good defense. Their defense starts up front.
Right.
But, I would have taken Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
It didn't work out, and that's probably a good thing they didn't take him in a lot of ways.
But. Well, he's been obviously special, but so is Bijan Robinson when they drafted the eighth pick, and so that's kind of one of those things that you have to kind of weigh all options and what you passed up in that situation. But let me just present it to you like this, and we got just a few seconds left. If I told you that I would give you back, let's just say, number 24 and a third rounder to move up to 15 to give up my 15th pick, does that excite you at all? Because it doesn't me. I don't feel anything about that. All I have is, and guys, I was a third-round pick. I get it. I understand it. And that's why I can say it comfortably. I just think about Braylon Trice.
People think this, well, and that's the other thing you got coming back, and you got to remember, and it's going to be like signing a free agent or getting a draft pick. The thing that bugs me the most is people People sit here and whine about how you missed on players or the perceived misses, right? Or the production you get from third and fourth round draft picks. Then tell you that you need to trade back every year to get more draft picks. Well, if you think the guy's the guy, you pick him.
Right.
And this goes to the Michael Penix stuff where people are apparently saying, well, you could have picked him at eight if you didn't and not signed Kirk Cousins. I don't think you do. I talked to somebody in a national source the other day, and they told me two teams that wanted Penix and that were willing to move up for him.
Wow. We'll continue, guys, after the break with Terry Fontenot stuff.